The local arts community is an important part of our community, but many artists and arts facilities are struggling due to our current health crisis. This is Lisa Berry, and the Riverside Art Center in Ypsilanti is among those taking a hit from COVID-19. And here to update us about that is the Art Center Board of Directors Chair, Akasua Dao. Thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. It's really wonderful to be talking to you.
Wonderful to be talking to you, but I understand you have some sad news to share with us about what's happening these days with the Riverside Arts Center.
Well, yes, we do. Unfortunately, because of COVID and the financial, economic, and health implications that we're struggling with as a community, we've had to suspend all of our in-person operations at our facility, and we already had a couple of our staff on furlough, but we've had to release our final staff member. We are not happy, obviously, that this happened. It's been a really rough time for us, but we recognize that our community is also going through a rough time, and we hope that we can all get through this together and come out stronger on the other side.
By releasing the last person, I'm assuming you're talking about Executive Director Elisa Guyton, who last time I talked about the Riverside Arts Center was an interview with her about how they're trying to maintain during the pandemic. Is that who you're referring to?
Yes, that's correct. We have had to let Elisa go. She did so much to keep Riverside on the radar in terms of maintaining a strong community presence during the pandemic. But one of the reasons that Riverside has been around as long as it has is because we have a very conservative fiscal approach towards how we run the building. And we just felt that it was not sustainable for us to continue maintaining staffing at this time.
How long has the Riverside Arts Center been around?
We've been around for 25 years. We're coming up on closing out 25 years as being part of the Downtown Development Authority, who actually owns our building. And one of the recent things that happened before the pandemic was we were able to successfully negotiate with the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority to purchase our building. Though it's dark now, we're looking forward to better times ahead when we can work on purchasing our building and solidifying RAC's future in the community.
So here is this building, and I'm assuming there's some art inside of it right now?
Yes. We have some art that's in the building now, but we're not really having any exhibits or anything that would bring groups of people together in an activity in the building.
Do you have a time frame for when you're hoping you can do that?
No, because, you know, it all depends on what happens with COVID. I mean, right now, the time frame that we've provisionally set is that we will remain closed through the end of January 2021. But, you know, everything depends on what things happen with COVID and what is safe for us to do to reopen.
And there was nothing you could think of to do online or virtually. I know I've been talking to local film producers and dancers, and they've all had performances at the Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti. And I'll be honest, it's sort of sad to think that that building is going to sit there quiet now through the end of the year.
I completely agree with you, Lisa. We have had some virtual presence. For example, we had our Made in 60 event where we had six artists who produced art in 60 minutes and interacted with online viewers real time in terms of providing information on how they created that art, what their techniques were, and each one was very different. We are hoping to have another Made in 60 event in September. And then, of course, in the fall, we're going to do some sort of version of our annual Fall for Art event. This will, of course, not look like it has in previous years when it was a celebration where we had good food and friends of RAC, and we all came together for this sort of gala celebration. But we will be reaching out to our donors to ask for help in supporting our mission. And we know that RAC is still a hub of the artistic community, and that we will be reaching out to bring RAC to the community in a meaningful way throughout the pandemic. And part of the issue with the building staying closed has to do with being able to be completely sure that we've done what we need to do in terms of keeping everybody safe with cleaning and whatnot. We have a theater that has seats that are velvet, and how do we keep those clean? We don't have the staffing, and frankly, running our theater events at a quarter capacity wouldn't make it worthwhile for the artists putting on those events.
But there's still hope and there's still plans, and art is still alive through the Riverside Art Center in Ypsilanti, even though you are basically having to shut down now and through the end of the year.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to, you know, as they say, take this time to look inward a bit, look at what we can shore up in terms of our processes, look at what our community is going to look like as we emerge from the pandemic, what they're going to need, and how we'll need to adapt to that. And so we're hoping to reach out to the community and get some input into what Riverside would look like as it serves them best moving forward.
Akasua Dow, Chair of the Board of Directors for the Riverside Art Center in Ypsilanti, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Be well.